Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
All right, welcome to Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Today, it's just Max and I.
Just us.
We're going to do a little bit of a Woody Roundup.
They told me to round up all the hogs I got and put them in a pen.
Want me to round up some moms and clowns while we're at it?
Round up your weapons, folks!
Let me round up the troops here.
So, Max, we got some big stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. And we've just probably had our best month in the goddamn company. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. No, dude, we always say we have like the best month. It kind of reminds me of like an infomercial where it's like, but wait, there's more. But genuinely, this has been an amazing month. So I have to say absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, if, you know, every month's getting, we say it every month, like you said, but that's a good thing. That is a sign of progress and whatnot.
Fuck yeah.
It finally feels like we're not talking to ourselves. You know what? And
that's
the
big.
Wingers are really stepping up and doing their part. So Wingers, shout out to you. You're the real wingmen.
Yes.
We only hope to be as good of wingmen as you. So shout out to the wingmen. We just hit some stress. Well, St. Patrick's Day was fucking huge for us.
It was.
Some of our best content. I think it gave us a true North Star probably of continuing to do content, because a lot of what we do is content creators. You know, we're Wingman of the Year. We want to do wingman shit, but you can't have the Wingman of the Year contest every goddamn month. You know, that's a once a year thing. That's a January thing.
Right.
So a lot of throwing shit at the wall, seeing what's working, seeing what doesn't work. Okay. So we are seeing immediate success with these interview videos, and we've done these before. It's funny, Max. You did a repost. I'll let you tell. You did a repost from a vlog, from the Bigfoot vlog a couple months ago. And what were the differences from then to now?
Oh, my God. So many big differences. But, yeah, we pulled up, from the vault, so to speak, of a clip from the Sasquatch Festival in Whitehall. And the first thing that blew my mind is we didn't have a goddamn microphone back then. What were we thinking?
Well, I think it was something we always talked about. But we're
right.
Like, we really couldn't find a wireless one that hooked up to your phone. Finally,
right, without all the apparatus and shit.
And it's funny, a lot of the behind the scenes shit, even when I went to that UAlbany tailgate for the homecoming game,
mm-hmm.
I have the stick, but we didn't have the microphones getting mailed in because I ordered in the day before, and you know,
yeah.
Amazon did 2 days instead of one day to me here in Albany. So I'm just like, hey, like, well, you know, get my work with it. But we realized the microphone is literally might be a better wingman than the wingers. Like, that fucking thing has superpowers. And you agree with that, right?
Oh, it does. Because the mic is cool. It's like a wireless little mic you can clip, and there's a transmitter we plug in our phone. Really
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, so you can wear it like almost as a lavalier mic or however you say it.
Yeah.
But it also clips on that handle.
Right,
so
that handle
versatile.
Accessory, that's the magic wand for Wingman of the Year.
But it's just funny, like, I think a lot of the filming, we were doing on my phone before. It was an iPhone 10. Now I'm on an iPhone 13. So you see a lot of the fucking footage is like leveled up a lot. Because
yeah.
I'm telling you, 4K is a huge difference. Part of the reason why I hate winging it lately. More BTS stuff, you know, because we cannot get our clips down. So that's another thing.
Yes.
So where's I going with that? Yeah, so. At that tailgate, I didn't even have the mic on that stick.
Mm-hmm.
I was just pretending there was something in that and trying to get content. So the quality of the video is better. The audio is better now. And it's really improved our game. And I think people take us a lot more seriously now. So we've come so far. But we were very close. We were kind of doing the right thing. And I think, what were you saying? We were catering more towards the event and not our brand.
That was the big epiphany. So that clip, just to give a little BTS, is that clip never made the Bigfoot blog. And but what's ironic is that vlog, right, that Bigfoot clip we did yesterday, had more relevance to how we're talking now, because we were just sort of riffing and kind of bringing up kind of wingman hybrids. Before, we used to sort of be like, we go to the event and talk about the event, which is great, but we need to portray like what we are as wingmen and like what this culture is.
Right.
Everyone talks about the event. This is like us talking about us.
Right. Because if we're going to make a brand, motherfuckers don't give a fuck about, I'm trying to think of some content. Like we went to a hockey game here in Albany at the MVP Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And the content was not working. Like I was trying to make it hockey based questions. And that, I think that's when I actually got pissed off about that stuff. I'm like, I only want to talk to drunk people for the most part. I want to talk to people that want to talk to me. That's why the podcast works, right? People want to be interviewed. They're going to give you the content because a lot of people aren't good on camera. It's fucking tough. It's tough for us sometimes still. You know, there is a lot of anxiety in it. And then when you're on the other side of it and you're like, these random guys come up to you, hey, you want to be interviewed? I could see where the anxiety comes from. You're like, I don't know what they're going to do with these edits. You don't know where it's going in the world. You know what I mean? You might say something bad. But I think we've finally pretty close to mastered the interviews and where we want to do them, the kind of audience we want to go for. Like, we knew from the very beginning before Wingman of the Year, like, even got going before you came on board, Max, that, like, we are targeting young college students. Yeah. Was that redundant? Young college students? Aren't most college students young?
I mean, some people go back to college in their 30s and 40s.
That's going to be me. I'm not going to give away any secrets here. My hit piece of content that's going to put me over the goddamn mood.
I might be going back to college. Yeah, your piece de resistance.
It's going to be fucking epic. We need to get a couple more wingers to fund the bills, though. Let's go. Let's sell some t-shirts. Wingmantheyear.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Shameless plug. But
yeah,
it's fucking, it's good merch. It's good merch. I, former friend of the show once told me, he said, we got hot merch.
We do. We do have some hot merch. It was the
funniest fucking comment I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We got hot merch, and we do. So yeah, we're making not so much a pivot, but we're dialing in on our content. Mm-hmm. And we've been having huge success on TikTok. I think we got approaching 800,000 views on a video. And we've also noticed, because we used to do a lot of reposts, that our original content that we make where we're in the videos, because we're the fucking wingmen, right?
Yeah.
That does better than some of our repost shit. Some of the repost stuff works, but definitely not on TikTok.
Right, that used to be the opposite. Like when we were at like probably the 300-400 mark on IG, and then it flipped.
And that's so weird to like hearing like 300-400. Like,
I know, it's insane.
I mean, we're only over a little over 1,000, right? But
it just carries itself so differently when you have four numbers.
No, like we already have people talking to us differently. It's absolutely crazy. But I think that's a testament to we're shooting better footage. You literally got to practice this shit. If anyone is listening to this and wants to be a content creator, I'm not saying this like I'm fucking Mr. Beast, even though I look like him, but
yeah,
you got to fucking practice. You got to put in the hours. You got to put in the repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating. I know some people probably can't even imagine it. Me and Max butt heads sometimes over this shit, you know, like what? Cause we care about this shit so much. Like, we're like, how do we make the content better? And if something's not working, you know, sometimes it's not easy. But we got through it. I think we got over a hump here. So, but just keep going if you're a content creator. I think we're starting to get going. The wheels on the bus are starting to move. It was hard to get going, but.
It was. But that's the thing. You're right. Like, we have years of experience and we still are learning every day. It blows my mind how much we've grown just in the last 6 months even.
Yeah. So, TikTok's been going good. Instagram's been going good. We're starting to find our niche and our target demographic starting to catch on. We're hitting the right places, you know, so makes sense. If we want college kids, we go to college bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something I do want to note though, I was thinking about today. Yeah. Fuck it. You might as well call this, let's wing it with winging it. All right. Wing it with winging it.
Okay.
So
we're all just winging it, you know,
they're just winging it like everybody else.
I'm all for winging it. But this is crazy, man.
We posted another TikTok today, and I put on Reels as well on IG. And it was literally a video of Brianna, one of our newest wingmen, interviewing me during our latest vlog, the St. Patrick's Day vlog. Sorry, clearing my throat here, man. Got a frog in my throat.
I know we need a drink sponsor, but today we're sponsored by water.
Agua. So yeah, Brianna interviewed me and she's like, oh, like the Wingman of the Year origin story was what the video was. It was chopped up video edited about me saying how the name of the Wingman of the Year came about and whatnot. So it's like literally back when I was in 11th grade, this was over 10 years, had no vision of Wingman of the Year, which is actually funny. I was talking to Tyler, who's the original Wingman story, is how the Wingman origin story, how we got the name. I was talking to him. I used to fucking, when we go to parties, and we had like those little slide phones and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these like just such shitty phones back then. It's crazy technology. I'd be like, dude. Because our favorite part about partying was waking up the next day and talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then like sometimes you'd be a little brown out and you can't really remember everything. So we'd be like, oh, dude, like I totally forgot that happened until you said that. I was like, dude, we need to start filming more. Like we need to film this shit. Like I literally said back then, I'm going to strap a GoPro to my chest and we're going to fucking get this going. So I had the idea way back then, but I had no idea what it was going to be, but it's kind of coming to fruition. So it's always been there with me for like, what's that been like 11, probably that was 11 years ago, probably.
Yeah. The fucking foresight, dude.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at this TikTok video that I just posted and people, we don't know that don't follow us. We're getting a shit ton of followers off of it. And they're liking it the fuck out of it. We got people commenting like, this is great marketing, or like, you guys just earned a follow, somebody said. It's like, wow, they really like this, and they have no idea anything about Wingman of the Year. But then we post on Instagram, and people that have been following us for a while, they don't give a fuck. Like, it's getting like no likes, but strangers are liking it more. So my shower thought is, my winging it thought is, how can a stranger on the internet support you more than somebody you've known your whole life, potentially? How is that possible, Max?
I don't know. It's a good question. It happens all the time. And as a disclaimer, that to the people that are in our lives, it doesn't, we aren't saying you don't support us, and you support us in many different ways, but the fandom of people that you don't even know is very, it's so high pitched. It's super interesting. Maybe it's because like they know you as like, yo, that's the guy that like, you know, barfed at the like prom or something. Like they see your vulnerabilities, and maybe like strangers think of you as like, wow, this person's entertaining. And that's like the only layer they see. I don't know. It's interesting psychology. Like maybe you should find somebody that would like know how to talk about this shit. I don't know. It's interesting.
Oh, absolutely. It's and there's nobody in particular we're talking about, but it's just like,
no.
I don't think we're the only people that have that problem. I think everyone's like, you listen to any celebrity, they'll say like, oh yeah, like
how many of our friends that do content have said the same shit to us?
Yeah, you know, like they didn't like me until I made it, until you turned that corner and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've even already heard people, you know, start talking to me differently. Like they thought this shit was a fucking joke, and it's not a fucking joke. I'm putting my whole fucking life into this. I don't know if some people realize that. And this is me showing my vulnerability. This is some big league shit. I'm living off my fucking savings from my time and active duty. Like I'm putting my heart in this. I don't know if people realize you every waking moment while you're working your other job, you're thinking about this shit. When you get home, like as soon as the wife goes to bed, you're like, hey Hunter, like what do we got to work on? Let's go. And we've brought on other wingmen and shit.
How many hours did we talk on the phone this weekend between Saturday and Sunday? I think we hit about
Sunday was a big one for us. We got so much shit done.
Yeah.
And but you got
9-10 hours combined.
Probably.
Yeah.
We talk a lot. We're students of the game, constantly watching shit. We're looking at people that are doing like similar shit, like on TikTok with the interviews and shit. Like we've dissected, like, what are they doing well? Like, what is not working for them? What's the difference between this one? Why is this one getting more views? Why is this one getting more comments? Shit like that.
Bro, like, down to the, like, the way they put the emoji on the corner of the fucking screen. Like, you may not believe me. We're looking at the way they cut. Like, it's insane how much we study.
You can see the difference in our editing. Like, tight cuts. We're giving away some trade secrets here, you know, from the Wingman of the Year. But
you know what? If you're listening to this episode, that means that you appreciate us, and that means the world to us. So you know what? You can have a little BTS. You deserve it. So
yeah, because this probably isn't going to be the most fun episode. We don't got any porn stars on this one. Hate to break it to you, but this is the realest shit you're going to get.
Stay tuned. We got some.
We always got some.
We always got some. No, you're right. We study so much, and I feel like that's why we care. We really want this to work. Like I've done a lot of things. Like people know me for doing like graphic design or like any like little oddity of tech work. I've never been as focused on a project in my entire life as Wingman of the Year. Deadass. Like I have never been this focused. Like the fact that I've done this as long as I have is impressive.
And the testament, like, because let's just even open up even more. There's been times where probably both of us have wanted to quit. I can personally say I've wanted to quit sometimes. Even last time I wanted to quit was December. I thought about it. Like after the SantaCon, we got good footage. And we kept going. But that's what Wingman of the Year is about. Is you get a fucking battle buddy. You're Wingman. You run into battle together. Because you got someone here like, hey, we can't quit. We got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And the more you build. Because a lot of content creators fucking start. Like they say everyone's got a podcast. You know, everyone's probably had a podcast at this point, and they quit because there's nothing to hold them accountable. They're not building a business plan about it. And I almost fucking hate when people say to me now that I'm a podcaster. Fucking hate it. That's not what I am.
Right. Like, they don't mean isn't a podcast. That, but I get why you say that.
There's so much more to what I'm trying to do here. It's not just Winging It podcast behind me if you're watching the video. Mm-hmm. It's Wingman of the Year. It's about the company we're keeping. We're really trying to put a message out there that like you can have fun and still be a good friend at the same time. You know what I mean? Like you can go on with your life, but that doesn't mean the fun has to stop. You can have fun fucking responsibly. Like you can still be a good friend. The brand realistically is about friendship. That's what it's about. And being a good person.
Yeah.
That's what absolutely. It's about. And I don't even know how you went down this whole wormhole, but that's fucking winging it for you. That's the very podcaster true. In me. Fucking, I don't know. How did we get here?
You were doing a shower thought, and I'm kind of laughing because you went so deep, and mine is like such a petty surface level shower thought. I don't even know if I should say it because it's like super like opposite.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, but people don't. We'll get
no,
you.
It's so good though.
People don't support you. Like, it's so weird. Strangers can support you. Like some of the people I've met in Albany. Oh my God, they support me better than people I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. And it's some of those people that I went to high school with, they might think they're supporting me. Like, they're like, oh, like, they might be in a slight way. But if people are just watching and they're not hitting the like button, like, because we like look at the analytics and shit. If you're like watching our shit and, you know, just kind of stalking and being a ghost on social media. That's another thing I hate is when you're a ghost on social media. It's social media, be social. You're almost hurting us when you're not interacting with it because it's going to show it to less people because the algorithm thinks you don't like it.
I mean, as much as it sucks to call out like that, you're right. Science, the data is correct on that. It's engagement. Uh-huh. So basically, if it's not a share, if it's not a like, if it's not a comment, it converts as like a dead watch. It's super weird. I mean, if you want us to get super nerdy and teach you guys,
it depends on what it is, but
correct.
If it's a TikTok, it takes into account the watch time more than a like, which is why I think TikTok is TikTok and why it is because it doesn't give a fuck about likes. It does to a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's getting watch time, it knows people are interested, and that's the most important thing. And I think that's what Instagram is taking away from TikTok is because Instagram was all about like that fake shit. You only put the good shit on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it took likes into account, and that was the wrong way to do it. It never let the good shit rise to the top.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right. I'm off my soapbox, Max.
But all I was going to say for my shower thought is with Easter coming around the corner, do you like peeps or do you hate peeps?
Oh, I'll fucking clear a box. I'll clear a row.
Okay. Now, my wife, shout out to her. She is a very specific peep
shout
eater.
Out. Max and a shout out.
To my wife. Usually it's Matrano or Grand Champ. So I'm expanding my horizon here. So her family, they like peeps, but they like peeps sitting out for a few days. They like stale peeps.
Ooh, I could see that, honestly.
Yeah, that's their move. They're like, you know, in the fake grass during Easter Sunday, they let those fuckers dry up and they love a stale peep.
Content idea.
Okay.
Because I've wanted to do shit like where we do like eating challenges and shit.
Yeah.
What if we have a peep eat off so you can eat the most peeps?
Ooh, well, it's funny you say that. On Max on Mix Off, one of my most famous episodes was the Fluffy Bunny Challenge, and you stuff peeps and keep saying Fluffy Bunny and whoever has the most in their mouth. And yeah, it was pretty disgusting from like the drool of like the sugar and shit. But my good friend Warren O'Grady stuffed about 13
Shout
of them. It was crowned champion. So I'll
13. So as many as you can fit in your mouth.
He fit 13.
Bro, I think I could fit maybe 3.5.
I don't know where he was shoving them. He had some corners. Dude, I have it. I'll have to find it on Facebook. I have like a snippet of the video. It's pretty funny, but I lost. Well,
yeah, we got it. We should probably do something like that because we're meeting up this weekend. So
yeah,
I'm down. Maybe we do that. I feel like if we do a peep eat off, I'm probably going to throw up. I feel like I've got a weak stomach as I've gotten a little older. So
yeah, no.
We'll see.
We won't bring up Tyler, the twisted tees.
The co-host before you, Tyler, he did a chicken McNugget contest or something. Mm-hmm. I think it was some. He bet a buddy that he couldn't eat 100 McNuggets.
Yeah, it's usually like the 100 nugget off or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll drink my own piss if you eat 100 nuggets. The kid ate 100 nuggets and Tyler drank his own piss. I didn't see it.
Oh my God.
I heard about it. Tyler's a fucking savage. He's a man of his word. And that's a wingman, is being a man of your word and owning up to your bets. Like, I lose all respect for somebody if they don't pay their bets. Like, even when I was like, I remember in sixth grade, like we'd bet like $10 mm-hmm. of like on the Super Bowl or something.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pay this. I paid my bet. I ended up losing it. Obviously. And, I had to pay the kid $10 in quarters and change, bro, but I paid up, man.
I respect that.
I'm done.
That's why the key is if you bet, don't bet more than you can't handle. And that's not just financial. Like, if you can't.
Bro, I was in the couch cushions.
If you can't chug piss, like, don't say it. People get cocky and say shit without knowing what the hell they're signing up for.
Right. Like, yeah. Doubt is the ultimate motivation for a motherfucker. So that's mm-hmm. I know that's my number one motivation. So keep doubting me. Yeah, so peeps, we'll maybe we'll knock a few back.
Transition to peeps. Do we want to do a preview of maybe some little content down the line that the Wody people can get excited about?
I think so. I think okay. So. What do we got coming up?
Well, I'll do a little side pivot here. You and I did a Munchies with Max. I did it before I flew up to see my brother in LA. Popped over at Colony Center to park, and you delivered some goods, aka Popeyes. So
I'm a wingman. I'm a wingman.
You are
I feed
a wingman.
The boys.
Yeah, so that was great. It's not a future content thing. I've been doing it. It's on my personal. Sometimes we share it to the Wody story. But we got some. Actually, what's cool, speaking of the Albany people love Munchies with Max. I feel like.
Let's give a shout out.
Shout out to Ben and shout out to Raquel. You guys are some OGs out here. Well, Billy Floyd, another one in the chat that wants to do it with me. So, yeah.
Well, shout out to them specifically, but I'm saying the Albany people in general, just people in Albany in general are more like willing to do shit, I feel like. And they've been some of our biggest backers. So shout out to them. The people of the metropolitan area are huge, instrumental for Wingman of the Year.
Extra BTS thing. The plan of integrating into the Albany media scene has worked out quite well for us. I knew that we would build a community, so that's super cool in its own right.
There's more people to meet, man. It makes sense. Yeah, that was a big argument on what I was going to do when I got out of the Navy and moving for New Hampshire. I think we made the right move because it's somewhat close and whatnot. We got to find some wingmen in the area. I need somebody to film some shit, so I'm going to throw this out in the world. If you want to go out drinking and film some content with me, hold a camera. Shit, I just need you to hang out with me. I need a wingman.
No, you know what? Let's make it better. Like, you're going to do all that stuff, but if you do this job with Hunt, like this journey, it'll be the best decision you ever made in your life. You're going to be living the world's dream, dude. Think about it. You might be working at a factory, but if you hold an iPhone for Hunt, hold a fucking phone and have the time of your life. You'll be in like infinity pools in Los Angeles in 5 years, dude. Like, think about
Probably.
It. Probably. This is your ticket. Willy Wonka's waving your ticket. You just gotta
like you're going to the you're spending your paycheck at the bar anyway. You're going to the bar on the weekends. Fuck. You might as well just call it work and like
yeah.
And I'm telling you that I said
we'll pay
earlier,
half your rounds. Fuck all Venmo. We're gonna make sure you're covered because we love loyalty. We love people who fuck with us.
Love it. And you're getting passionate about this.
I'm doing like a Harambe tear out here, man. We're gonna find dreamers, man.
Are you crying?
I think it was like the yawn cry, but I'll admit there's like a tear in this corner pocket.
Oh, right. Shit.
Wow, man. You know?
This is a passionate episode. I had no idea what this episode was going to be, but it's just straight passion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Passion. Yeah, what were we saying? I need a wingman to drink beer with me and hold a camera. And like I said earlier, the microphone has superpowers. Fabrice even told me it because he's been holding the camera for me. We let him hop on the mic on St. Patrick's Day. He loves that fucking thing. He said that microphone's cheating if you're trying to talk to girls because all of them come up to you with it. So
yeah, shout out to Fabrice. He has a ticket to the infinity pool, and you can too. Message.
Yep. So Fabrice is a wingman, and he's been holding it down for me. I've had random people holding the camera lately. It's kind of crazy. Like there is people that want to help and whatnot. Like it's fun for them.
Yeah. Hell.
Where were we going that? Like
future content ideas.
Yeah, Munchies with Max.
You have the big one, yours.
Yeah, so speaking of this, you know, doing these interviews and shit, I am going to be finding my own niche. Max does Munchies with Max and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
I am going to be doing bar reviews, Wingman of the Year bar reviews. So that I need my cameraman for that as well, but quite literally, we're going to be killing two birds, one stone. I'm going to be going out to these bars, reviewing them. We're not going to give you all the details right now. You'll have to see. We're trying to build up a bankroll of it. That way I'm not scraping to get this content. But it's going to be a 100-point system, 10 categories, 10 points for each category, like location, bathrooms. Those are a couple of them. You know, standard stuff. And we're going to
– elbow room.
Yep, and the all-important wingman factor. But we'll get into that in another date. But I'm going to be pretty hard on these bars because let's be honest. All dive bars should rank lower than like your normal fucking bar just because it's like dirtier. It's probably in a worse part of town. Not to say like if it gets a lower score, that doesn't mean I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
It just means I might have a dirtier bathroom. You know what I mean? But.
Well, one tiny BTS we were talking about, we'll still do the rating system as is, but we're going to do like these subcategories where it's like, description, you know, college bar, dive bar. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of know like, hey, a 70 dive bar has like a sliding scale of like a 90 regular bar. So you can kind of weigh things
right. That way we're not like keeping it on the same scale.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, we're going to give the dive bar some points because it's a dive bar, you know, and then it's.
Right. We got to keep it honest.
So I can already see people be like a bar that I've actually already done. It's going to get a little bit of hate. Because of how I rated it. But we got to be honest. Because, like, if we go to a bar that's, like, in LA or something, mm-hmm. I might score, like, a legitimate 95 because it's they have so much money. They have so much room. They got exotic drinks. Shit like that. That might not be your vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're just grading on basic elements of a bar.
That was half our day on Saturday, people. Like, when we were on the phone, we were so analytical on this system because we can't, like, psych ourselves out and drop these numbers that are like maybe around here that you go to Vegas and it's like Diplo spinning out a pool bar. Like, you know, like you got to have some honesty here, but we're excited. I think it's going to be a fair score. That's going to value the Watering Hole, one of America's most finest institutions, one of our first public houses. So shout out to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So transitioning to that, speaking of bars and whatnot, we are still nailing down a location, but we have something big. This is big. This is the biggest thing we're going to tell you on this podcast. We are throwing our first Wingman of the Year party, International Wingman Day. And it just so happens, wingers, it's on my birthday,
woo!
June 24th. It's going to be a Friday. We're picking locations, but it's going to be huge. Everyone's invited. If you're listening to this, you're fucking invited. I want that place packed. Like, because Wingman of the Year, we should be able to throw a fucking party. You know, that's what we do. We drink on the job. That's what we do. Well, it's going to be a great time. We're going to have some live music there. Everyone listening should be there. You're going to be part of this. We're going to do a lot of fun shit. And
yeah,
we got some other shit we don't want to bring up yet because we don't want to, you know, count our, what's the saying here? Get ahead of ourselves?
Count your eggs before they hatch.
That one.
Cart before the horse.
It always comes back to a chicken and an eggs for some reason.
It's always about chickens.
Always about chickens. But that, I'll give the wingers a hint. What is chickens? What's a shortened verb or word for chicken? That's your hint, and that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Right? That makes sense?
Oh, that one. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, just take the E and the N off of chicken and then add an S. That's your hint. I cannot be more blatant than that, but there's some big stuff because we're very analytical. We look at all the numbers on our shit. We see where the clicks are, and we know our target demographic, and we're fucking taking over.
You know, deadass, I thought you were referencing like a name of a band we wanted, and I'm like, there's no bands named Hens. I was like going somewhere else in my head. So no, I get where you're going though.
Okay. Well, they could be called Hens too if you're Dan Bilzerian.
Okay, fair.
Another here, if people aren't getting it, if there's somebody out there that's not getting it, the opposite of a male. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's great. I love plural. It. And funny thing back to the party is the party will be in the capital region. Like, we're not going to be in Kalamazoo, so at least tell you that. We just don't know.
Or Rutland.
It won't be in Rutland. It's going to be a 518 event. I can tell you that much. We will bring the party to Rutland, but it's not this time. But the same night in the vicinity of the 518, Bowling for Soup will be in town. So if you want us to get him in the after party, tag him in the comments.
Yeah, tag Bowling for Soup because I love Bowling for Soup. It's a shame.
Yeah.
That we were missing that. If they came and got a drink, if they came to my fucking birthday party, our first corporate event, wow.
So I did talk to a friend of the brand, I can't believe I'm finally dropping him, Grand Champ, about this, and he feels confident on like a 7 out of 10 scale, we could probably get a Bowling for Soup cameo. He thinks that they're chill enough to do something like that.
They're going to be a block away from one of the perspective areas if we get it. So
correct. So that was just I thought you appreciate that on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I actually think there might be low key a chance too. I'm usually like, sometimes, but we'll be optimistic. We're going to shoot our shot. You know, we're wingman of the year. It's going to be a baller ass party. Everyone's like, if you don't come, you're a fucking asshole. Honestly, it's literally my birthday. It's wingman of the year's first party. You're not going to want to miss it. This is history. This is the last chance to get on the wingman train. I swear to fucking Christ.
We honestly like partially did it to do the birthday. So people would be like, okay, maybe I don't align with like wingman, but I align with Hunter's birthday. So like you want to come. Like, come on. Like, look at this fucking face. It's a beautiful face and it's his birthday, bro.
Shout out to, before we wrap up here, last thing I want to mention, a little wingman of the year shout out. Shout out Ben Engler. If you don't know Ben, a lot of you probably do, though, he was the Barney Rubble gang leader.
Rubble Riders.
Shout out Scooby-Doo for winning that, by the way, the fictional wingman of the year. So
yep,
Barney went down in the final four. R.I.P. You fucking caved, man.
If you were in the chats, you knew Hunt's disdain for Barney Rubble.
Barney's not a fucking wingman, but don't get me started on that again. That's dead. He's dead and gone.
Shit.
Ben has been on my ass about my hair and whatnot, and I'm going to give him a wingman for being. This is a PSA to all people that have friends out there. If your friend's got something in their teeth or something, tell them. If their hair is a fucking wreck, tell them. Ben came up to me multiple times. He's done this. And then he's like, Hunter, just let me try to do something with your hair. Cause I was just like wearing it down. It's kind of down a little right now, but I got a little poof in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But having a little, you know, late 20s glow up lately, just cause I started putting some fucking gel in my hair. So shout out Ben for getting on my ass about this. I've been actually seeing benefits of it. So shout out Ben.
The hair is majestic, man.
It's getting there. He's like, Hunter, he's like, you got a nice head of lettuce on you. He's like, you got to stop wearing it down, dude. Like, he's like, he's like, you look depressed with it down and whatnot. So, and I've actually legitimately had like more confidence. So it's crazy. If you can give somebody confidence, you've done your job as a wingman. So Ben, you're a wingman. I'm giving you the Wingman of the Year nomination.
Wingman of the Year.
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 Wingman
of the Year.
He deserves it.
Ben.
Yeah. Shout out Ben.
Like, just tell motherfucker. Be a good friend, people. That's all I'm asking you. Max, you got any last words before we get the fuck out of here?
No, I just love it. It's crazy to think, though, that we had our whole fictional bracket on top of all the other madness we've had. And shout out to our friend Mike Perrone and also George for winning bracket of the year. So congrats to them, too. That was another event.
Oh, yeah, I got to make them shirts. I've been slacking on that.
There you
if
go.
You win shirts, I'm going to throw this out there. You get it when you get it.
Hey, that's fair. Free shirts.
Get it when
shirt.
You get it. It's free, right?
But no, this was fun. This is nice sometimes to loosen up and sort of like show people what we're doing, because we're out here grinding because we are thankful for you guys supporting us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Drop in the chat if you think I look like Mr. Beast. If you yes. do that, I know you listen to the whole episode all the way through.
And double drop in the points. Chat. DM Mr. Beast, because we think that our Mr. Beast should meet the real Mr. Beast.
Yeah, the knockoff brand, Mr. Least, is what people are calling me. If Mr. Beast was in a frat,
I don't see
favorite.
That one. I like. I feel like that's a badge of honor. But you're not Mr. Least. You're full of life.
Yeah. Tis what it is. But all right, wingers, we're getting out of here. It's late. We love you. It was a pleasure winging it with you, Max.
Yeah, you too. Subscribe, follow, like us for more.
Shalom. Fight.
Now let's get ready to win.